Hello, welcome to another Teen Talks podcast. This is a strange one because we're sat in a social environment, in a public house, and on the discussion on the table is about creativity and how children and young people affect our creativity. So, first person up to talk about creativity in this area with children and young people is Lee.
I'd like to say that I've been inspired by young people, especially on the sites that I work at. Their creative aspects are genius. Some of the things that children come up with just in day-to-day life have made me think about my own creative elements and allowed me the freedom to go on and do different things. In this way, I have now created a blog on the internet, and I am pursuing further work within design and creation of this aspect of my life.
Thank you for that. So I've asked a number of play workers to come along to just chat about that because it feels like they would be directly influenced by play work and how children and young people are creative. And the first person, Lee, was directly one of the play workers. The next person is actually a volunteer, and her name's Sarah Gee.
Hi, they say that creativity is the first form of expression with children, and it's really good to encourage them to play. I feel inspired to help the kids to express themselves because I'm a bit strange myself, and I like to just use different instruments and different apparatus to do different activities, like creating things out of different materials that you wouldn't usually use. And it's really good to see that the children use things of their own imagination. It's really inspiring when they do.
And finally, I'm just going to take that over to another volunteer called Charlotte, and she's going to give us yet another opinion of creativity with children and young people.
Well, creativity and play is a big part in a child's upbringing and has a lot of positive impacts, even on mental health. And creativity can even have a positive impact on an adult's mental health. I know that through personal experience. Being a volunteer play worker has taught me a lot about children and how they interact, and has helped me a lot as well.
Thank you for that, thank you. So, actually realising that I was going to ask them to talk, I quite quickly realised they were quite nervous, so I just want to say thank you to Lee, Charlotte and Sarah for doing that. And I've actually also discovered that although Sarah meant every word of what she said, she was reading some of the reflective analysis that she had of her previous session, and I think it's quite interesting to understand how play workers come from an adult point of view but yet directly get an influence from a child's very innocent sort of viewpoint, and to develop that. This is the most strangest podcast I've ever had to do. Thank you for listening. From Teen Talks, Lee, Charlotte and Sarah Gee.